The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match reaction to EFB's 1-0 home defeat to AC Horsens. I'm Luke Tyrone here with Anna's Beering, as always, in the world-famous Corners pub. Anna's, a frustrating afternoon for EFB, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It looks like that none of those things we did worked, you know, because we had a lot of chances and we had a lot of very good actions, but none of it made any benefit.
So. Yeah, it was just had a feeling of one of those days, as they say. You know, I think there were a few chances, and where they were snuffed out by their goalkeeper, who was pretty dominant in the box throughout the whole game. You know, he sort of came and collected everything, every cross, every ball in. He was there, wasn't he? And it was a great finish from AC Horsens player after about 10 minutes that scored the only goal of the game. But that was probably the only part of real quality in the whole game, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
We had that the goal we scored, but it was taken away again. I didn't saw why. I thought maybe it was offside, yeah. But that was quite a goal. We had a lot of chance, and then we picked it up and put it in the goal. But yeah. We didn't get it.
No. The weather was nice, apart from the wind, but the result wasn't so much. But I guess the main sort of story of the day, what it looked like Emil Holton was saying goodbye to some fans. We hope not.
We hope not.
It looked that way, didn't it? And I think there was, is it Sweden? I think there's a club from Sweden, Elfsborg, who are taking
Elfsborg from Borås in Sweden.
Yeah, I mean, and that would be a huge blow, having lost Elias Sorensen, obviously, early in the week to Portsmouth. I think there's rumoured to be about £350,000, with Newcastle taking about a third of that. It would be very sad to have both strikers go, wouldn't it? I mean,
yeah, that would be. If EFB is planning to stay in the first division and maybe promote to the Super League, then it will be a big loss if we also sell Emil Holten.
And well, look, whilst, you know, we always try to stay positive on the podcast, it would be very difficult to lose both players, and you've got to guess and you've got to hope that if that were to happen, that EFB have to go into the transfer market and get another striker, don't they?
Yeah, they need to, because Elias and Emil Holten has scored almost all our goals, so it will be a big loss if we lose them.
Yeah, I mean, defensive wise, obviously we've got two sort of defenders at the back who are learning their trade, I think it's fair to say. So if you can't keep it tight at the back, you've got a score up front, so and it's very difficult to do so if you don't have any strikers.
It is. But I don't hope he's leaving. I agree with you saying that it looks like he was saying goodbye to the fans, but I don't hope so. But maybe I have done my job to get him away from the club, because I have bought a shirt with his name on. I'm always so fucking lucky that each time I buy a shirt with a name on, the man leaves the club. I did that with Anastasia, and I did that with Andersen, and yeah. So I'm sorry if I did, because I would like to keep Emil Holten here.
Yeah, well, I think we'd all be blaming you, mate. It's definitely your fault. But talking about incomings, there was a certain former EFB player playing for AC Horsens today, number 7, who there are rumours that he might come back to the club. How would you feel about that if Jack Anderson were to come back?
I'm a bit split about it, because
Jakob
Andersen, he was playing Horsens number 7. If people watching the game could see him, he was a man who was lying down the whole game on the pitch. He's doing that very often. No, he is he's a good player, and he's from here. He's from Esbjerg. He's a local lad, and I think that maybe he could be good for the team. But he's also 33 years old.
So it's not really a signing for the future, is it?
No. But I like the idea that we're getting you know, our local heroes back. If you're saying that, he was good when he was here last time. but he's 33 years old. So if he's coming here, that should be on a short-term
deal.
Yeah, and then if that's a good match, then give him a year more than that. Yeah, but yeah. Don't only do it for the because of being nostalgic.
Yeah. Sometimes it's best to leave things in the past. But look, this is what happens. Obviously, if we are in a need for forward players, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if they can make a good agreement with him, you know, I don't know how good paid he is now. I don't know.
Yeah. So well, I mean, let's see what happens, but. Yeah, I know, obviously, is it Tuesday we're playing next in the Cup? I think Tuesday or Thursday we're playing next in the Cup, and then I think we've got a game on Sunday, Fredericia away. I don't know if you fancy going to that, Anders, on the way back from Smokefest. Do you want to go to Fredericia? See if we're still alive?
Yeah, we can. Sunday we can park in Fredericia and see the game. I don't think that I'm available for that, because I think I will be almost dead.
Yeah.
Today we were standing on the... to the listeners, this is recorded post-wedding. It was a big wedding yesterday, and that is... we can feel that today. We're a bit tired.
We can. And obviously, congratulations to Nana and Mads for yesterday, but... let's have a look. What is it?
Tuesday
you've got
the cup
game, and then is it Sunday, Fredericia? Away. Yeah. So,
and the next
probably not one we'll go to.
No. Well, the next home game is on your birthday, Luke.
It is. I'm not here, unfortunately, but I understand there's going to be a big display, I think, because they're celebrating the centenary on that game, isn't there?
Yeah, they're celebrating your birthday. Yeah.
Birthday as well. It's nice of them to do a banner for me, So anyone who can get down to the stadium on the 17th of August, I think there'll be a great atmosphere, a big banner, a big display, so certainly one not to miss. I take it you'll be going, Anders. Will you be there?
That's my plan.
There we go. So anyone that wants to beat up Anders for having Emil Holton leave the club, that's where he'll be.
We'll play that game.
Well, we hope so.
We hope so, mate.
We hope so. But yeah. No, thank you for listening to the Six Point Podcast. As always, check our Instagram and Twitter at Six Point Podcast. Shame about the result today, but fingers crossed for a good result on Tuesday. Thanks very much.
The Six Pointer Podcast.